It's time for our monthly catch-up with British Blind Sports, and a couple of projects or events to tell you about this month. And David Melville and Kian Saville are with us. Thanks to both of you for joining us. David, come to yourself first of all to get some details for you, because a couple of big events now starting.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you for having us on the show, Alan. So, coming up on September 23rd, we have National Fitness Day, which is known as the most active day of the year, where we look to celebrate physical activity and the role that that plays within the UK. So, British Blind Sport are going to be running a series of events for this campaign. So, we'll start off, we'll have throughout the day different exercise classes which can be accessed via Zoom communications, and then we'll also be doing a PE session, which I will be leading myself. That is going out to all the schools that we have contacts for, so they will be able to access that throughout the day.
Fantastic. Nice mix there for all ages and fully accessible as well.
Yes, so all of the sessions are audio-led, and we have some great inclusive instructors that we've worked with previously. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they bring, having them on board to support such a great event.
Great. Now, we will get some contact details from you a little bit later, but also got some news for us about a new youth panel that's being set up.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so British Blind Sport are currently working on setting up the youth advisory panel, which is essentially a dovetail to the See My Voice project that we've been running. The panel is going to be sort of structured for people aged 16 to 25, and we're going to be recruiting 12 members. And what they will basically be working to do is to provide a voice for young VI people within the sport around the UK. They'll advise on it, how to engage with young VI people and be a link between the VI community and the people who are involved at British Blind Sport.
We have Kian Saville with us as well, who's going to be very involved with the youth panel. Kian, you know, this is a group who've probably been or perhaps felt a little bit left out when it comes to accessible sport, and they're really a key target for keeping fit and for, you know, using sporting facilities.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, Alan. And we've been working with young people for a while now. The See My Voice project's been going on for 3 years, and we really wanted to come out with something that we could actually get that youth voice in the sporting sector to really give us good insight into the VI sporting sector, and also allowing us to take this fantastic opportunity to take our young leaders and our young voices from all the nations across the United Kingdom and really influence change both at BBS and have a massive wider impact in the visual impaired sporting community. And we really wanted to champion that voice that actually VI people are available to help develop and bring in a whole new side of sport. And it would be really nice for a lot of sporting organisations to possibly change their policies in volunteering or even in their participation sectors to really allow this change of the disability sporting world and mainly the visually impaired sporting community.
So it's quite a wide range here you're looking at. So affecting change amongst other organisations to look at visual impairment and make it more inclusive, perhaps encouraging them as well to have more volunteers or indeed, you know, preferably more employees with sight loss as well.
Yeah, so we are making sure that we can help influence change carefully whilst making sure that we're obviously adhering to their own policies.
And they are going to be building the foundations for the future. So we want to ensure that they are able to have those opportunities.
And will there be sort of training to help them with this as well? You're not looking for people with lots of experience, just perhaps an enthusiasm for change.
Yes, it's exactly that. And we will provide training opportunities. So we are going to have like a mentor project involved in this where the panel members will be supported by British Blind Sport by Roy Turnham and Ben Quilter, who will act as mentors for these young individuals that are on the panel.
Fantastic. Well, you know, if people would like to get more information then on the Keep Fit Day, which sounds really interesting as well, and indeed the panel, which seems to have huge potential, what's the best way to do that, David?
Yeah, so it can be done one of two ways. The first method is via the British Blind Sport website, which is www.britishblindsport.org.uk. Or alternatively, they can contact myself directly on david@britishblindsport.org.uk. www.blindsport.org.uk.
Keen, they may have some questions for you as well. You never know. Can they get in touch with you the same way?
Yeah, they can get in touch with me the same way. So if anyone wants to kind of liaise regarding even See My Voice project or the Youth Advisory Panel, my email is Kian, K-I-A-N, at britishblindsport.org.uk.
A couple of great events coming up to David and to Kian. Thank you for telling us all about them on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us, Alan. It's been a pleasure as always.
Yeah, absolute pleasure, Alan.